Chapter 1. Towards B2. Exercise 2. First listening. Part 2. You will hear a history teacher talking about the Black Death. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
The Black Death is the name commonly used for the terrible plague which killed nearly half the population in Europe during the 14th century. The origin is unclear, but it probably came to Europe from Asia towards the end of 1348. It was undoubtedly one of the worst pandemics in human history, killing between 75 to 200 million people. The consequences of the plague in medieval England were both social and economic. The population of the time was an estimated 4 million, and at least 1.5 million people died between 1348 and 1350. Cures and treatment were inadequate, as there was no medical knowledge in medieval England that could deal with the deadly illness. Its effects were devastating, and it returned a further 6 times between 1350 and 1400. The changes were dramatic, not only in loss of life, but soon the countryside was suffering with fields unploughed, harvests left to rot, and villages facing starvation. Food shortages were soon widespread in towns, and cities were no longer receiving supplies from the countryside. Farmers increasingly changed from growing grain to sheep farming, which required fewer labourers. Lower grain production led to serious shortages in bread and the consequent increase in food prices, making survival even more difficult for the poor. During this period, food prices increased by 400% in some parts of the country. The Black Death also caused a crisis in religious belief. While some people believed that the plague was God's punishment for sinful ways and attended church more, others thought it showed that they had been abandoned by God and lost their faith. A more scientific explanation was not commonly available. The most convincing explanation was probably a report from the medical faculty in Paris, which claimed that the plague was carried in the air. It was later thought that the Black Death arrived through fleas carried by the rats which flourished in towns and cities. The fleas passed from rats to humans, transmitting the disease. More recent evidence, however, would appear to confirm the original idea of bad air. Scientists and archaeologists working on human remains in London in 2014 said that for the infection to spread so quickly, it was more likely to be airborne. Once the disease was present in the lungs, it spread quickly to others through sneezes and coughs. Whatever the cause of the infection, the disease spread rapidly in populated areas, and death was very quick for the weaker victims. By spring 1349, the Black Death had killed 6 out of every 10 Londoners.